or unless you want to.
You can raise Kyle hit the Wilhelm scream by mistake.
I did?
Yeah.
I love that you have a Wilhelm scream button.
Oh, yeah. Of course. If you ever need to push it, we'll... Oh, yeah. We have all kinds of insane sound effects. It's so funny. Like, how is it in so many things? Because it's such a ridiculous...
It. Oh, it's... No, yeah, it'd be one thing if it was like a semi-normal scream, but that's a very intense scream. It's impressive.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Wow. Good for us.
Devin, why should you be our roommate?
I should be your roommate because I am very considerate.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I always clean up after myself.
Oh, okay.
Oh. That's nice. Yeah, you need someone to...
Not everyone does
that. Yeah, not everyone does that, company included.
Yeah.
And I have a sword.
Yeah. Urine!
Maggie's loving it.
Urine!
Put the cake in the oven and I'll read you a book on the shelf.
Water the plants that need it and we'll play a game by ourselves.
Because you know that you can talk to me.
You can talk to me. I know that I can talk to you.
You can talk to me. Everything is going to be alright.
Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He's Kyle, and he's coming for you, Bowser.
She's Maggie, and look out, because Maggie's also here. She's player two.
I'm player two. You might recognize me as the green version, who's a little bit taller.
Just a little bit.
Bro?
Introduced in Super Mario Bros. 2 is where he officially got taller.
You know what? This is actually a good way to segue into the thing we must have disclaimer for this episode.
This is a disclaimer. We don't have a lot of disclaimers, but this
is our first, I think.
Disclaimer, hang on. Disclaimer? This is our first disclaimer.
Just a disclaimer. Get ready to hear a disclaimer.
All right, go ahead with the disclaimer.
Our guest today,
love her.
We love her. And because we love her,
maybe too much
and definitely didn't kidnap her after and made her hang out with us.
Yeah,
for
we definitely
a few hours.
Took her to multiple locations to eat food and get donuts.
Disclaimer, this is not part of the disclaimer.
This is not part of the disclaimer yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now go ahead with the third
and
disclaimer.
And let me just unasterisk that. Now we're going into the disclaimer.
Yes.
This episode is by far like the nitty gritty nerdiest episode. The disclaimer is if you are a fan of Fëanor from the Silmarillion, you're gonna like this one.
That's just a little
and
taste.
If you don't know who that is,
there are moments.
He comes up more than you think
he
would in a comedy advice podcast.
There are moments of this episode that get a little nerdy. A lot of it par for the course. Par for the course. Yeah, but there was a couple, like it starts off where it's like, okay, fun, some Star Wars, some light Star Wars. And then it's like,
everyone's seen Star Wars.
And look, some of you might be on board for some of it.
If you don't know the Sons of Fëanor, why are you even listening to this podcast?
If you don't know who Fëanor is, that's probably where you might fall off. But hey, in the second half, we get back
fun.
To March
we
Madness.
We reel it back to March Madness in the second half.
We get back to it.
And truly, this just disclaimer, and this is a disclaimer just on itself about my disclaimer, because it was my first disclaimer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's like a retroactive disclaimer.
Retroactively.
This episode is still so much fun. We had such an amazing time with
time.
Our
We just
guests.
Nerded out with Devin, because Devin likes all the same stuff we do.
Yeah.
And so we really took advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's a great time, and I think you all should feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not reaching for anything here.
See you.
Oh my goodness, the happy hell hawk is here. When you thought
intro?
Things couldn't get off the rails anymore, happy hell hawk has returned.
The train hasn't even begun to move and the rails are off.
Okay, so you know what? I remember getting an email about this. Happy hell hawk is here to decide, much like the groundhog do, when the last day of merch will be.
So
to give a refresher to any Happy Hellhawk fanatics out there, the Happy Hellhawk is two hawks that share one soul.
Yeah, it's one hawk.
It's one hawk with two
one
souls.
One hawk, two hawks together as one.
One hawk is happy, one hawk is helly. And, you know, you don't know which one you're going to get. It's sort of like a, you know, it's like a flip of a coin. Which hawk are you going to get?
Mm-hmm. And it's not, it's, and it's just as simple as that. And it's not weird and it's not over.
It's not a weird thing. The happy hell hawk.
If you don't get it, then that's really, on, yeah. that's on you.
That's on
because
you.
It's actually really simple and easy to understand.
The happy hell hawk chooses the fate of a question we ask it. So mm-hmm. we bring the happy hell hawk
yes
here
no.
occasionally.
Yeah.
To answer, ideally, a yes or no question. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gets more complicated. It's confusing.
And it gets more complicated because we forget yes. that we have to phrase it as a yes or no question.
So the happy hawk will decide the fate mm-hmm. of the merch. We've okay. had merch on sale here for a while now.
Oh.
And much like the groundhog, if the hawk is happy, we will see 6 more weeks of merch.
Okay.
And if the hawk is angry.
Is angry. Then it's time for
then it's
new
one
merch?
More week
Great.
Of this merch before we conclude.
Okay.
You think, are those the right parameters? We didn't discuss
this. We didn't discuss this. Guy sort of telling me, like, we can make money for 6 weeks or we can make money for 1 week.
I thought this was exciting that we're actually putting it in the fate of Happy Hawk.
Okay. Let's,
you know,
fingers
I think,
crossed.
You know, putting it in the fate, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. That's,
yes.
That's what merch needs, you know?
Right.
It, this is like yes. the McRib. We're artificially putting
yes.
an end to the
make
merch.
Make our merch the McRib. You're
we
right.
We are the McRib.
This is demand.
This is demand, folks.
Uh-huh. To clarify, supply is the same.
Yes, supply is the
same. This is just about demand.
This is just demand. Look, we have to hit the end button at some point.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So, Maggie, I need you to ask the happy hawk.
Okay.
And then decide its fate by pressing 1 of 8 secret
Me?
Switches here.
I have to push the fateful button?
Yes, you have to. Well, I kind of know what they are a little bit.
So I can't. Okay. And
so
I don't because we didn't discuss this.
Yes.
So
let us now ask. Happy Hawk from high above, Maggie doth have a question for you.
My liege, on the wings of wind.
He can hear you.
Should we do merch for 6 more weeks?
That's the happy
yes,
sound.
Yes.
So that means yes.
No rush.
Whoa.
Y'all.
Oh my goodness.
Don't
so we have
even
6
worry
more weeks.
About it.
The artificial demand has been curtailed to 6 weeks. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Happy Hellhawk.
Goodbye.
We hope you have a great day.
It's funny that Happy Hellhawk gets on the back of a larger hawk and just stands on it and flies away when
You're
it needs
really
to get
complicating
away.
This lore.
No, it's simple. Okay. It's simple. 6 more weeks.
6 more weeks of merch, folks.
That does mean you have only 6 weeks until.
Only 6 weeks of merch. That was real. And I was hoping it was 1 because I really just wanted to amp this up.
Wow.
You know?
I wanted it 6 because I want people to be able to like do it on their own time.
Yeah.
It's the gig economy. People.
It's the gig economy.
People don't know what their next shit's going to be.
But we know what our next shit's going to be.
Yeah.
And it's the amazing and hilarious roommate we have this week. As we were saying, we were so thrilled to have her. I say it in the episode. I every time I see her, I'm like, we just have to hang out with her more.
Yeah.
So please help us in welcoming. She's from Entertainment Weekly.
Damn.
She's a journalist for Entertainment Weekly. Puts out some great work. She has hosted a couple podcasts I'm a big fan of. We get into on the show. One was called All Rings Considered. Another one, Dagobah Dispatch.
You'll never guess what they're about.
Oh, please help us in welcoming this week's roommate,
Devin Kogan.
Our last guest made fun of how long our theme song is, which is probably which
so
is probably
feel free
to say
to rip in.
We probably should shorten whatever we play here. But you know, I feel like it gives it the, you know, you, it's like the sense that we're getting into
it's
it.
It's like we're backstage and we're about to walk like
yes.
we're in the wings.
Yeah,
I feel
wings.
Like it's like we're in the big house. Suddenly we're in the wardrobe mm-hmm. right now and we're about to cross
yeah.
into Narnia.
That's
yes. what I feel like is happening
100%.
Right now. So take that, Alana.
Yeah.
Devin, thank you so much.
Devin Kogan,
we're
the one and the only.
We're thrilled to have you here. Every time your name comes up, every time there's a glimmer of Devin on the horizon, I'm always like, why aren't we hanging out with Devin?
Kyle has been saying it all week. I was like, Devin's going to be at the thing we just went to.
You're one of the coolest people I know. I feel like everything you do is cool.
Yeah.
You have a very similar interest to us.
Yeah.
And
professionally, like so interested that they pay you to be interested.
Yes. So I'm just constantly impressed by the little details I find out about you. And I'm just going to keep talking now because
it feels like you're
going to
burst into song. It feels like you're going to be like,
and this is Devin.
Well, I will say I have been aggressively trying to befriend you both for several months.
That's very nice.
So.
I want to do a D&D game. We mentioned this a long time ago.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, because my D&D group fell apart and I would love. Not anything bad happened. It was just sort of some orcs.
Some orcs.
You know what happens. You got to watch out. But I am aggressively trying to join a new D&D campaign.
Well,
so
let's pause this podcast and we'll start one.
And
great.
Let's do our character
let's
sheets.
Let's roll.
Oh, no. We're thrilled to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having
me. Staying with us.
Sword is it?
Well, I have two, technically.
Okay. Well, lead with that.
I have Anduril.
Great. Which was, before it was called Anduril. What was it called?
The Shards of Narsil.
Thank you. It's not that hard.
I gave Maggie some trivia, quote unquote trivia. And
it's
she,
not really trivia. It's just like breathing. And
she
you
knew it immediately. Look, I didn't know it as well. I thought it was at least like, look, sometimes I know maybe I'm giving her maybe a softball, but I'm like, maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah.
And she, before I could even finish the question. Yeah.
He said like the shards of, and I was like, Narsil, you dummy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So you have an Anduril.
I do. Anduril. And I also have Sting, which isn't really, it's sword adjacent.
It's sword.
It's more like, it's smaller. Yeah.
Listen, like a letter opener can be a sword if you're tiny enough.
That's true.
And they do have the Sting letter opener that Maggie did put on our wedding registry.
Did you call me Maddie for 1 second there?
It's happened once before, at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least on the air know of.
That's my. That's
Did
my.
Did you wish my name was Maddie?
No, that's my mistress.
Wow, that must be confusing. It is because you just did it.
I searched for a long time for the word mistress. I was like, "What's the word?
What's the word? What's the word for Maddie?"
That's how far away
I frequently
am from having a mistress is that I can't even think of the word.
I don't have any official sword. Like I have many. I have swords. There's swords here, and I'll show you my swords. But I don't have like a licensed one. And when we went to Weta Workshop for our honeymoon, I was on the cusp of buying Sting, but they were currently out. And I wouldn't have been able to bring it back anyway because it's a full weapon. Thank you, Kyle. But I'm very jealous and I do hope to come by and just swing those around with you someday.
Anytime you want. I will warn you that I do have cats and that's I know true. You are violently allergic.
Do you know what's funny is the swords aren't dangerous, but the cats are.
Yeah, that's I think so. Yeah, it's like the giant sharp thing hanging on the wall.
It's not dangerous.
So all this swords and Lord of the Rings brings us to one thing I wanted to mention. One of the best titled podcasts I've ever heard and that I would love to hear more of is All Rings Considered.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's just the, you know, if you don't know All Things Considered, that's what it's playing on. And you guys talked
about...
Kyle's
always so good at explaining what jokes are. I love that about
you,
babe.
Not everyone knows All Things Considered, and I just want everyone to be as impressed as I am.
Sure, sure, sure.
But yeah, you guys covered, you co-hosted this podcast. You covered season one of Rings of Power.
Yeah. As we like to call it, ROP.
It is ROP.
ROP. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of ROP.
You know, I'm realizing I built this up and I don't have anything to say except, hey, nice work.
Good job.
Thank you.
We loved it. We listened.
I'm never mad about people complimenting me. Yeah. So please continue.
No, I started following you on Instagram and then I learned you had that podcast, I think. And I was like, this is awesome. She's cool. And then I found out you had another podcast and it was Star Wars themed. It's just like, I'm just constantly impressed. The Star Wars one just wrapped up. The Death Star blew it up.
This is true.
The Death Star blew it up.
But you can still go back and listen to the backlog of it. Lots of good stuff. Dagobah Dispatch.
Yes.
Yes. Lots of good stuff.
I learned a lot from that podcast. Good interviews.
Thank you.
Good interviewers.
Thank you.
great stuff.
Thank
so,
you.
Congrats.
No, it's super fun. I mean, getting to talk about Star Wars every week is kind of the most fun thing. I mean, I do that anyway in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to do it, you know, with a microphone.
Where's your allegiances lie? Like, where's your favorite? What is, when you think Star Wars, what is the thing you think of first?
I mean, I'm original trilogy.
Hard same.
That's
hard
just
same.
Always been my go-to, my favorite. You know, I've gotten into, you know, I love like Clone Wars and some of the animation.
Oh, yep.
I've, you
love
know, love some parts of the sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Some of the live action Disney Plus shows. But but for me, like OT is
OT.
Where
do you
at.
Land on the prequels? Those were notably left out of that list.
Revenge of the Sith is great. The part of Attack of the Clones, the part that's just Obi-Wan Kenobi doing his little detective story is
that
great.
Is fun.
It's great.
That is fun. If the entire movie was just Detective Kenobi, it would be
Detective
my favorite.
Somebody
movie
pitch
of all
Detective
time.
Kenobi to Kathleen Kennedy right now.
That's what Obi-Wan season 2 should be.
Great.
Just,
it should
he's
be.
Solving mysteries.
Please. There's been a move.
Guys, I'm looking at our question doc and we've got to just get into it because we're already there. This one comes to us from alias Lexi.
Lots of Y's.
From the second city. The city, not the institution, in parentheses.
Harvard of improvisation.
If you could live on any Star Wars planet, which one would you pick and what would your house be like?
This
one came to us a couple weeks ago and I saw it in the document. I was like, I got to bump this to the top of the list.
Okay.
For our guest today. So which planet?
It's not
going to
be Tatooine. Sorry, Tatooine.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Jakku. Sorry, Jakku.
Okay.
We're not going to live in the desert. It's hard enough in Southern California.
That's true. It is.
Yeah.
So yeah, SoCal is a lot like Jakku.
The answer is Alderaan, but the thing is, I, Maggie, know what happens to Alderaan.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, Naboo is kind of Alderaan adjacent.
Naboo is kind of what it's I'm pretty. Thinking, because it, like, you know, looks like Lake Como and
it's Italy.
Like gorgeous.
Naboo is Italy. I would pick Naboo.
Is that where they filmed some of it?
Yeah.
Is that where that exterior is? Is
yeah.
Italy?
Yeah.
I forgot.
And then some of it was in, like, Middle Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think that's probably the correct answer. I mean, yeah. I love trees. Endor might be a good option. Or what about, like,
I'm trying to think of something off the beaten path. You know, something in the outer rim, you know?
Like a, what about like a Yavin 4?
Yavin 4 has Yavin cool 4, ruins.
Yes. Yeah. I do love how that looks.
Yavin 4, they're having ceremonies every day. You want a medal? Go to Yavin 4. They're handing them out to everyone except
not
Wookiees.
If you're a Wookiee. not if you're a Wookiee, folks. Sorry.
Sorry.
Hey, you were there? Thanks. Yeah. That's all we can do.
I'll take a latte.
You get a pat on the back.
You get a belly scratch.
I don't think they have any lattes on Yavin 4. That's what I was just thinking. Is like, if I want to get anything,
that's
Yavin
because,
4.
That's because they don't have any alternative milks. They don't have blue milk.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just holding for the applause. Waiting for the applause to happen. It's just in my head. All right. but what would my house look like? Probably like the little one at the end of Mandalorian season 3 is 3?
Oh, that his little house?
Yeah, the little tiny one that like Grogu and Din Djarin get to live in. Sorry, Din Grogu.
Din Grogu.
I love their little like one. That's basically what we live in now. If we could just take our tiny home and move it into like the mountains of Naboo or Yavin 4.
My house? What would your house look like? I'm trying to picture what my Star Wars house would look like.
I don't know.
Tiny little.
Always liked the Ewoks living in trees.
Okay.
Like, I love a treehouse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're bringing. Okay.
It's very Lothlorien, kind of in the trees, just to mix franchises.
Mon Mothma's house that they showed recently.
Coruscant.
Yeah, on Coruscant. I like that place. And
so
that's
you
want
to be basically like.
Maybe
the
just
president.
In the city.
You
want
to be in like the president's manor.
Yeah.
She does have a sick apartment, though.
It's so gorgeous.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
There's like a sunken living room.
The dream. Mm.
Tasty.
The dream.
I don't think I could live on Coruscant, though. I love cities. I need like. It's too sad. There's no green. Anyway, too far. We're going too far. We've lost the audience. I've lost Kyle. If Kyle's staring at me blankly.
My mind wandered. Kyle's what mind. Is the don't text for 3 days after the date thing? And does it work? Do people still do it?
What is the don't text?
You know, like if you go on a date with someone, don't text until 3 days after. Otherwise, it's too needy.
Oh, is that? Are we there?
There's a lot of rules like that, and they're asking.
We didn't do that rule.
Well, no, we didn't do any rules. Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Sounds like you're unhappy. It's like you're really looking. You got a mistress named Maddie.
Yeah.
You're saying we broke all the rules.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I got to
call
Wait,
Devin, what's your roommate lover status? We didn't get into this.
Do you have a roommate? Do you have a lover?
I have two roommates named Jasper and Jupiter. They are both cats.
Love that. Love that. And Jasper and Jupiter.
Jasper and Jupiter. We love some alliteration.
Love it.
Yeah, they're really hairy and kind of loud and don't pay rent.
They're loud?
Oh my God, they're so loud. They just like to, Jasper is, he's like 11 and just likes to like, not scream, but just like the sound of his own voice. Into the ether.
They sound a little like Wookiees, you know?
Honestly, I can see the resemblance. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do the names Jasper and Jupiter come from?
Jasper was adopted with the name Jasper and it just stuck. He came from a litter of kittens that all had J names and I just picked up this little black kitten and I was like, that is a Jasper. That is a correct name. And then Jupiter, when I adopted him, his name at the shelter was Scott.
Scott the cat!
Which is the funniest. I'm like, what is he, a frat boy? Yeah. Like, something about that is so funny
to me. A frat
boy
in like the 2000s.
Yes.
Like,
I don't know. Like, he's the villain in a coming of age movie. Like, the bully.
Scott!
Scott!
Scott! So no?
That's That's funny.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Exactly. That's exactly what he sounds like. No, so I was like, I like the alliteration. So
I love that.
The,
and Jupiter is such a good name. I would name a person Jupiter. Kyle, looking at you. Goodness. What do you think?
Jupiter? Seriously? Jupiter. That's what you want to name a kid?
Jupiter and Jasper, honestly. Can we just take those?
Deal. Yeah,
they're interesting names.
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, the 3 dates, not texting after 3 days. It's fine. You're fine.
I think you should text sooner if you like someone even.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
you should text immediately. I think you should yeah. be like, hey, did you get home safe?
Yeah.
I think you should stay on the phone with them the whole time they're on the train, the bus, or in their car, just to make sure that they get home safe.
The real
entire
thing
time.
Is
100%.
Yeah.
The real thing is you have to just that's my energy. So I would do that. And if they don't respond well to that, it means like, well, yeah. then we don't have the same energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I respond very well to being constantly pestered.
She does. She handles it very, very well.
Do
you do that with interviews where like you're like, you don't publish an interview with like a celebrity or something until 3 days after because you don't want to seem like you cared that much?
Yeah. I don't really want you to think that I care that much about you.
I just want you to think I'm working on so many other things. Oh. I'm doing so many other interviews.
Yeah.
This time.
I'll get to that, Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You can
sure.
wait your turn.
Okay.
I don't know why that was my poll.
I don't think he's doing many interviews.
I was gonna say super relevant in 2024.
There's gotta be like
no idea why.
Anyone else that's in the zeitgeist. Do it.
Dustin?
Nope.
Hoffman?
No, Dustin Hoffman's not around.
Sorry, I meant Dustin Hoffman.
Nope. That's not happening.
My bad, guys. All right, I bumped up another question that was in the Google Doc
here. Thank goodness.
Because you're here, and I'm realizing that we're going on a dangerous road of just talking about nerdy things.
I see this.
I mean,
why was Boromir embarrassed when he cut his finger?
Oh,
I mean, because he fucking cut his finger.
I think because he was in front of Aragorn.
Duh.
And Aragorn's just like so cool and effortlessly cool.
And he's just sitting there staring at him like. Let's play it out in case you don't remember the scene.
Yes.
Right? Like, Boromir, the way they cut it in the theatrical release, though it's different in the extended version, is the Boromir's in a room talking to himself, holding a famous sword, cuts his finger, goes, oh, still sharp. And then he looks over and there's a guy watching him and he's like, what do you mean, why is he embarrassed? That sounds pretty embarrassing to me. What were you about to push, Kyle? Your finger was hovering
I was looking for a sound effect that would assist your storytelling, but I couldn't find it.
I thought you were like about to...
There we go. Okay, tell it again, Maggie.
In a world where Sean Bean is still alive in this movie, he enters a room covered in paintings of lore and of yore.
Yes, that's... the horse. Don't know the name of him from the top of my head. Devin, any famous
Bill?
Horses besides
Shadowfax?
I mean, it's Shadowfax? Let's just say Shadowfax.
Sure.
It's Shadowfax. Yeah, that was Shadowfax. Anyway, so Sean Bean approaches a beautiful podium. Oh, who's that? No one. He's alone. Or so he thinks. Huh? You're here? Aragorn? It's not but a broken blade. Ah! And then it drops, then it falls and clatters with a clink and a clank and a clonk upon the grounds of Rivendell. The end.
That's all there
thank
was.
You. That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
That's all she wrote.
That was epic.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. That
10
was,
out of 10.
Thank you so much. I think I've been thinking about writing a Lord of the Rings.
Don't.
That's all I'm saying.
Look this up. Clark just asked me this yesterday.
Okay.
Is it Portrait of Dorian Gray or Picture of Dorian Gray?
It's a picture.
It's picture.
Picture of Dorian Gray.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I've read it.
Yeah, but I thought, me and Clark both thought it was Portrait. It was like, it's definitely Portrait.
Just because it's from old times doesn't mean they
can't
say picture.
I didn't think they had the word picture back then.
No.
You know?
They say pitcher.
Pitcher.
The pitcher of Dorian Gray.
You guys both do that so fast.
It's picture of Dorian
Gray. I know, but even if you've read it, it's like, it still feels like it's Portrait.
Just sounds right.
Portrait sounds more official.
I mean, you're not wrong. Portrait.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it
listen,
sounds
Oscar.
Correct.
If we're gonna do notes for Oscar right now, Portrait sounds better, but it is picture, so that's just where we're at, Kyle.
Let's get to some trivia,
please. I have the trivia today, and guess what it's about?
Oh no. We might have front loaded this with too much nerd.
I'm sorry, folks. If you are listening to this to get genuine relationship advice, We barely grazed that. And I know we're not going to do it in the second half of this episode.
I know it's
March,
up.
And I know what's coming up in the second half.
Devin's helping us with a very important task in
I mean,
the second
let
half
me,
of the
oh,
show.
Here, let's do this. Communication is key. We did it.
Hey, communication is key,
communication
folks.
Is key.
That is correct.
Okay.
Love each other.
Which of the following is not one of the sons of Feanor?
Wait, I think I might get this one. I have a chance. I've read Silmarillion.
Is it Curufin? Celegorm? Maedhros?
Oh, fuck.
Or Valanthir?
This is so fucking deep. We're going to find out right after the break.
I was like, Devin, wait, don't talk.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by the lights of the two trees of Valinor. They'll never go out, so don't worry about it. The light of the two trees of Valinor.
This soap makes my feel good skin great. Happy times. All right.
We are now right.
That's where my eyes glazed over after that first Star Wars question. I was like, wait,
I saw
how
you.
Deep
I was
are
like,
we?
I was like, are you thinking about your house that hard, or are you thinking, like, what have we done? Like,
what have we done?
I was like, what percentage of people know Mon Mothma's name? That's what I was thinking. I was like, Mon Mothma's pretty big, but also
80% of the population.
I was like, how many people know Mon Mothma's name? Unlike Sears, which is back and bigger
than
ever.
Don't do
Am
this
I right, Devin?
Every
Did you know
time.
That Sears is back and it's bigger than ever?
I can't believe that. This is just, the name of the podcast is now Sears is back and it's bigger than ever.
That's not the name of the podcast, but it could be. I thought about starting
my
a separate
God.
Podcast.
I did not sign up to be in a podcast about Sears.
Okay, so you know Sears?
I'm familiar.
Do you have a Sears story?
I don't think so.
Yes! Not everyone has a Sears story. Thank you, Devin.
That's okay for today because I do.
Oh,
I have an article here. Hey, you're a journalist. You appreciate articles.
You know articles.
I love
this
articles.
One
Big
comes
fan.
From CNN Business. Whoa.
Whoa.
That has the word business.
Must be true.
It. This feels legit. And let me tell you the headline.
You're amping it up too much.
Let
There's
me tell
no
you the
way
headline.
This is going to be good.
Let me tell you
the headline. I don't want to know the headline.
Troubled retailer Sears quietly reopens two stores.
That's nothing.
What is
no.
behind the, guess the word, comeback?
I don't want to see it.
That's what it says from CNN Business. What
I'm
is
sorry,
behind
a
the
giant
comeback?
Conglomerate reopening two stores is a comeback?
That's like a lot. So
it's more than zero.
I'm going to read you part of this article. I know everyone's
awesome.
Asking. What's that?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's our producer saying, go on. To the casual shopper, Sears, one of America's oldest retailers, may appear to be on life support. The department store chain that once reinvented how Americans shop now barely has a brick and mortar presence. But talk of Sears' demise may be premature. Just 2 months ago, a previously shuttered Sears in Burbank, California, quietly turned the lights back on. Two weeks after that, another reopened in Union Gap, Washington.
Hey, I love Washington. It's my favorite state.
The article does go on to talk about how they were there on Black Friday and there weren't that many people there, blah, blah, blah. But if this just goes on to show that Sears is
If
bad.
You're a giant store and you're... It's Black Friday and not a lot of people are there.
It was
there?
A quiet reopening.
I guess.
Have you been to the Sears in Burbank?
No.
We got to go.
Should we? Okay,
we
great.
Go.
What are you guys doing after this?
We're going to Sears,
going
I think.
Going to Sears, I guess. Yeah. I'll meet you there. I need a new...
I'll carpool.
Life? Yeah.
No, they got boots. They got shirts. They got refrigerators. They got ovens.
They got everything.
They got everything you want. They got toys. They got lightsabers.
Do they have like... Wait, do they?
Well, yeah, the shitty ones.
Oh, you mean like the ones that like expand
like Nerf,
out like a kid?
Like Nerf ones or something.
What's a Nerf one?
You know, like a Nerf where it's just like a soft thing.
Not interesting.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you, Devin.
All good.
Vroom.
Yeah, sorry.
Devin lost an arm just now because of Kyle's bad miming.
Well, just for the record, Meg, it's up to you to transition back to the trivia.
Right,
now.
It's my turn. Devin pulled up a finger to like she was ready to answer.
Before Devin says it, since she apparently knows, can I get the options? This
is
Feanor's son.
You can. Which of them is not? Feanor has
not,
seven
yes.
sons.
Okay.
Seven.
And Feanor, who's Feanor's son? Can I get some?
I can't. You're trying to get me to what? What are you talking about?
Feanor? Okay, forget it. This
Kyle
is
has read
this
the Silmarillion,
so
but I don't blame him.
Feanor is he the one who has the three sons with Fs or no?
No, he's one of the three sons. He's,
okay, great. Yeah. So who's his dad?
Finway.
Great. This does help.
I looked
me.
To Devin
going.
To make sure.
Keep going.
Finway.
Okay, keep going. Who?
Okay.
Give me the options.
Okay, the options are.
He's the eldest, Feanor.
I don't know that he's the.
Okay.
I think he's from a different marriage.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
He's the one
because
who's
the other
separate.
Ones are
gotcha.
Fingolfin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finnerfin. Great. Keep going.
Kyle wrote a song that's called Fingolfin and Finnerfin, and it's just Fingolfin.
Seriously.
Finnerfin.
I mean, it's just like a little song I do yeah. sometimes.
Even Devin
like...
is judging you right now. Serious.
No, she's impressed.
As someone she's who impressed. Messes up elven family trees and genealogy all the time.
Let's see if you mess it up today. Here we go. Okay. The options are. again, which of these is not one of the sons of Feanor? Curufin, Celegorm, Maedhros, Valanthi.
I actually know it. Do you know it?
Yeah, you go first.
It's the last one. Whatever you said is the last one. Okay, I'm pretty sure.
Why?
Because the other three are.
Yeah,
I think.
The other three are.
You guys just know it? I'm so impressed. You're
fuck
right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Devin, so impressed.
Devin,
we killed it.
You killed it. That's awesome.
I feel so good about myself.
I will say one of his
Maggie, are you freaking turned down right now? Devin, get out of here.
Get out of the room. Devin, go play with the sword. One of his sons is called Caranthir, and I thought if you knew that one, you would be thrown off by Valanthir, because I thought I was being really hard.
It sounds correct. It sounds correct.
Other ones I remember,
but I know Maedhros is the one who gets his arm chopped off because he's hanging from, and his friend comes and flies away on the
Bye.
Triangle.
Bye.
It's great.
Bye hand. Good job. I'm very impressed. Holy shit. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was really good.
Wow.
I feel great about myself. And hey, folks, if you're still here, it's time for March Madness. That right. It's the March Madness phenomenon sweeping the country about roommates who
isn't about basketball?
The best. Oh, no. This is not about basketball. So this is who would be the best roommate. And I have it here somewhere. I just have to find
Devin,
it
we
again.
Have a we're in week three or four of this now.
So we've done three rounds. So you're actually here for a very important day.
We
legit needed someone who would be smart enough to whittle this down because we're whittling this down. So we have 16 matchups to decide today. It's going to be a tough one.
What we're deciding is who would be a better roommate.
Yeah, we're deciding who would be a better roommate. Yeah. So we have 16 matchups to decide the top 8 teams in
Holy
this, okay? In March Madness, they would call it the Elite 8 that we're building towards. For this, I'm going to call it the Roommate.
That's so good.
That's
I'm
good.
Mad
That's
at
good.
How good
That's
it
good.
Is.
That's
I
good. So let's
like
jump
it.
Right in, folks. All right.
Oh, I
got
love
a lot
it.
Of tough mashups. We've had people Jeff Goldblum was kicked out, Will Forte, Kristen Bell, Pure Gold. A lot of things have already lost.
Pure Gold was kicked out
in
favor of something else. I forget what.
So we have some good roommates here. It's going to be tough. Let's get right into it.
Yeah. I feel like this is a good team. I feel like we're aligned on a lot of things here.
Mm. All right. A spooky skeleton.
Okay.
Verse Tommy Lee Jones. Who would be the better roommate? Tommy Lee Jones or a spooky skeleton?
I mean, Tommy Lee Jones is allowed to leave because he won't scare people by being out in the world. Mm-hmm. But a spooky skeleton might scare the neighbors, might be there a lot. You know what I mean? You might not get your own space a lot of time.
This is true, but a spooky skeleton would come in clutch for Halloween.
You're not wrong.
You would have the best Halloween decorations.
Have you interviewed both these people?
Just the spooky skeleton, not Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay. Well, what were they like? I mean, let's get into it.
He was lovely. He didn't have much to say.
Okay, I'm liking
given
this.
That he doesn't have a mouth.
I want a quiet roommate with no mouth.
I mean, kind of clacks a little bit, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Lots of bone clacking.
Mm-hmm. But do you think it's going to be that thing with the spooky skeleton where they're going to, exactly, Kyle, bring, a rave of other spooky scary skeletons and,
do a line dance?
Creep, 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 creep.
I was going to say, do they, have dance rehearsal, every day? That would get exhausting.
They're tight. You have to do it. You have to practice a lot to get that tight.
They definitely do. Yeah. And they don't have control of their muscles because they don't have them.
Yeah. This is true.
Devin?
Where are we landing?
I mean,
Better roommate.
Maybe,
that's what we're going
maybe
for.
Maybe Tommy?
I think I'm going with Tommy as well. I'm going with Tommy because he has money.
That's true.
He can pay. He's a lot of money.
He could pay for takeout and wouldn't always be can you Venmo me $3.47?
Yeah. And I feel like he would be he'd be out on the front porch because we'd have a front porch in this situation. And he'd just be whittling. He'd be what you making, Tommy? And he'd be steaks.
Steaks.
He'd be all right, dude, let's get to it. And then we'd just quietly sit quietly on the porch in the rain making steaks.
If Tommy Lee Jones uses Venmo, he 100% writes out in full detail what he's Venmoing you for.
You're right.
He doesn't use emojis.
No.
Yeah.
All right,
no
Tommy
emojis.
Lee Jones wins.
Okay.
Next up, Selena Gomez versus Orson Welles.
Well, I've said it last time when Selena was in it before. If there's a murder in the building, who are you going to call?
Selena.
And if there was a murder, who's the number one suspect? Orson. Mm-hmm. He probably did it.
Probably.
That old crazy coot.
Devin?
I mean, I do love Orson Welles because mostly I would just be like, tell me about when you filmed your cameo in the Muppet movie.
Oh, wow. I did forget about
amazing.
That.
He's in, he has one line in the Muppet movie.
What's wow. his line? I don't remember.
It's where they're like, we're here to be rich and famous. And he's like, prepare the standard rich and famous contract. And that's his one
that's
and
good.
Only
that's
line.
So that's so good.
That yeah. is good. That is good.
No, I think I got to lean towards Selena. She like, I don't know. Orson Welles would like, I don't know. He would freak You'd me out.
I just like how she seems cool. You know,
she seems cool.
She seems cool like friends. I need to be her friend.
Dude, free.
That's all there is
free
to
free access to Martin and Steve.
I was going to say she's got cool friends.
Yeah.
I would be like, can you introduce me to Martin Short?
We're going to Selena.
Okay,
next
Selena.
Matchup, Paul Rudd versus Michelle Yeoh.
Oh,
fuck.
That's difficult.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
I mean, they could both. They have both very strong things in their favor. Michelle, the most badass person I could possibly yes. think of. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. also elegant.
Oh, yeah.
And put together. So, and I think very kind and
seems
warm.
Seems like it.
Paul Rudd, the best. That's mm. a, that's mm. speaking of mm. parasocial relationships, mm. I'm like, we're already best friends.
He just
doesn't know.
Best friends.
He just doesn't know it. And he's cute.
Yeah.
Cute. I'd go Paul Rudd just because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we'd be like, playing some Super Smash, maybe.
Yeah. He would bring his own Switch and be like, "Do you guys want to play Fortnite?"
Yes, I feel like Paul like wouldn't judge me if I was like, "I just need to like lay in bed and have a lazy day." Whereas
that's
like,
true.
I feel like Michelle would be like, "I have 9 billion things going on."
You're right.
Yeah,
she'd make you feel bad for not being good
but
enough.
She
I don't think she would do it intentionally.
No, she wouldn't.
No.
You would do it to yourself.
She'd just be being Michelle, and you'd be like,
and I'd be like, "Man,
yes,
man,
a real
okay,
Kyle."
Okay, pick Paul.
All right. Next up, the Predator from the 1987 movie Predator versus Raphael the Ninja Turtle.
This is a no-brainer for me.
This is
I
a
know
no-brainer
I was
for me.
The one who picked Predator last time.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys picked Predator. But
now I'm scared of him again.
Yes, I'm scared of Predator and I need Raph to
pick
beat him up.
Yeah, okay, I don't want the Predator in my house.
No. Thank you, Raph. Next up, a scoop of chocolate versus Zendaya.
Oh, no.
Some of these matchups are really tough, but these are how they just matched up, okay?
A scoop of chocolate? I mean, mm-hmm. yum, 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 yum. I want it. Mm. But
quiet
Zendaya,
roommate.
Zendaya.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
She seems too cool. Like past Selena cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's skyrocketing to the A-list
too
status.
Cool.
She's too cool.
Too cool. Chocolate? Yeah.
But I could also just go to the store and get chocolate. I pick Zendaya. No.
I'm picking chocolate.
I pick chocolate.
Devin?
Ooh, am I the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
No, we both just picked chocolate, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Let me hear.
Maggie.
I would lean towards Zendaya because I feel like she's chill. Okay. She like, I don't know. Not too cool.
Oh.
She's cool, but I feel like she's chill. Okay. But also, I mean, I don't know. I love chocolate too. I think you can't go wrong.
Okay, I pick Zendaya, and then we would go to the store and get chocolate.
Okay, what did you pick, Devin? Because both of you sort of said both things so far.
I pick Zendaya.
I would pick Zendaya.
All right, it's Zendaya. Moving
Thank
on.
You, Zendaya.
Next up, it's Donkey versus Will Arnett.
Donkey the donkey
one.
From Shrek.
I love Will Arnett. I mean, he seems really funny. He has that ad money. He knows Reese's. He knows trucks. But Donkey, I mean, come on. I'm basically living with Donkey right now. I'm going Donkey.
I think I'm basically living with Donkey right now.
See,
are we
two donkeys
and no Shreks?
Two donkeys, no Shreks. That's
oh,
the
no.
name of the episode. Two donkeys, no Shreks.
Two donkeys, no Shreks.
That's the quote of the week.
And
that's the quote of the room.
I guess
I'm trying to make
pick,
that a thing. Quote of the room.
It's the quote of the room.
Quote of the room.
It's the quote of the room. I don't know.
The hand gestures really make it.
Yeah.
It's like a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I pick Donkey.
Okay, then it doesn't matter what you say, Devin.
Sorry, Devin.
I think that's correct.
Okay.
No,
that's unanimous.
This is unanimous.
This two donkeys has turned into three.
This is a tough one. Jennifer Aniston versus Chandler Bing.
Oh, no.
The character versus the actress?
Yep. Oh, no.
Yep.
It's got to be Chandler. He's like a famously good roommate.
This came up last
time.
He's
going to win.
Good roommate.
He's the best at being a roommate. He pays your rent for you sometimes.
And let's
he
be honest.
He pays for your acting classes.
We don't know anything about Jennifer Aniston because she's a real person, but we know everything about Chandler
Bing. I know everything.
Seasons and seasons of him.
That's true. I pick Chandler.
Are you a Friends person? Have you watched a lot of Friends?
I'm not. Okay. I'm a bad millennial.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes you bad.
No.
I feel like, do a lot of young people know Friends now? I feel like Friends has a bit of a renaissance, if I can say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it
big
blew
time.
The hell up.
Yeah.
It was like when it came to Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now all the youths.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Malala. Malala loves Friends.
Malala.
Malala loves Joey. That's her favorite.
That's right. I forgot all about Joey. That. Yes.
It was in so the special. Funny. I just love that Malala loves Joey.
Who would you pick, Devin?
Between
Chandler Bing, Jennifer Aniston.
Probably Chandler because, okay, yeah, like Jennifer, I don't know.
I think that's
nothing wrong with you, Jennifer.
No,
you,
she's
she
cool.
Seems great.
No, Jennifer, please come on the podcast. Yes,
please be our roommate.
No, you're invited.
We have a couch just for you.
But we picked Chandler.
Okay, next up, and this is the last match before halftime.
Fuck.
It's a bonus match because Kyle fucked something up and we need 8 for next time. So back from the dead is Charizard versus Charlie Chaplin.
Charizard versus... Well, Charizard would catch the house on fire.
Maybe.
And blow you up and isn't happy to be there. I feel like Charizard's never happy to be anywhere.
No.
You never see Charizard smiling.
Which I would say I'm kind of, that's sort of the energy I'm used to getting in the morning. I got a real Charizard right. for a wife.
All right. Rawr!
Yep.
A plus.
I mean, Chaplin is great, but... doesn't say a word.
I will say, damn it, you made me to my joke that I was going to make the same exact joke as last time.
So quiet, doesn't say a word.
Should we just start repeating jokes on the podcast? Boy, are my arms tired. What do you think, Devin?
Yeah, I think he would be really quiet, which is a good thing in a roommate. Mm-hmm. Although he would maybe like, I don't know, like, I feel like he would just like practice stunts. You would just find him like climbing on the roof.
Like, get down.
And he'd be
down
like,
from
stop
there.
It.
Mm-hmm. Or stop it.
I don't know. Whereas, although Charizard, I feel like, would also wind up on the roof at some point. So, yeah.
Forgetting everybody out.
I feel like that one time Charlie Chaplin stole a kid and made a movie about it. Like, that was weird, right?
What?
The kid? He stole that kid?
Huh.
Okay.
This is a Chaplin. There's a big hole in my Chaplin, Chaplin verse.
Chaplin iconic raffery.
Also, didn't he like father children until like he was 100 years old?
Okay, we don't know.
So I don't
we
know.
Said this
he's
last
a big,
time
he's
we
like
actually
a big, like,
don't know.
Play,
Devin
like
might know,
boy.
But we don't.
I don't know.
We
I'm
don't
not
know
enough
I think
chaps.
He had a kid when he was like 98.
Wow.
So if he's doing that, I don't want kids around.
No.
I love kids, but I don't
so
want
we're
them
going
in my
Charizard?
Home. I pick Charizard.
All right, it's halftime.
I pick Charizard.
That's right. We'll be right back with more March Madness. Anything you guys want to do in the halftime?
I mean, should we... say one other piece of relationship advice?
Devin?
Yeah, Devin, go.
I am the wrong person to ask for that.
Okay, if you were, what's a pickup line that you would say to someone at the bar?
Great advice.
Oh, no, yes, do it.
I would say, hey, you look like me.
I would say.
And I see me all the time.
Okay. It worked on me when you said that to me.
You know, my whole thing is just confusion. I try to confuse people until they give up their defenses.
Hey!
It's an insecurity. Back to March Madness. That's right. It's March Madness here on RL Network, RLN.
Is it more March Madness?
Yes, we have more March Madness.
Wait,
that's why I said
what?
Halftime.
Oh, it's halftime for... what?
It's halftime.
Okay, we
I told you we now have 8 more matchups.
Oh, shit.
I told you this is a tough day and Devin has to be here for it.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm trying to get us through this.
I'm so confused.
Okay. Next up, Catherine Hahn or Benjamin Gates. So, yeah, this is tough. So, Benjamin Gates from the Fame movie.
Fictional character from
National Treasure.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Catherine Hahn, hilarious.
I mean,
a delight.
A delight.
The thing with Benjamin Gates, which I brought up last time, is... he'll have treasure. And if he doesn't, now he'll get some.
He'll get some. He knows where to get it.
True. But I feel like he's also kind of messy. Like, I feel like he always has, like, scrolls and documents
everywhere. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's like, can't you digitize this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Catherine Hahn is fucking Catherine Hahn.
Delightful.
And I want to know her. Really
I
want
to know her. I'm going Hahn.
I think that's correct.
Thank you.
All
thank
Hans
you,
on
you.
Deck. Next up, Richard Warren Sears or Polar Express Tom Hanks.
Never Polar Express Tom Hanks.
You're right.
Never.
It's Sears. Sorry, Devin.
It's
next
not
up,
happening.
Legolas versus Britney Spears.
I mean, 3, 2, 1, Legolas. Love you, Brittany.
All right.
I remember saying that we wanted her before because we wanted to make sure we could protect her, but not.
But now we
but
need to protect her, and that is Legolas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Appa versus Samuel L. Jackson and the best flavor of Oreos.
So Samuel L. Jackson has the best flavor of Oreos
with him.
They
with
come
him.
as a pair.
Yeah,
they're okay. A pair.
Or Appa.
Or Appa, who can fly.
I mean, Appa's pretty great, Appa. But I feel like the
big.
The, the shedding might be an issue. Shedding.
I bet I'm allergic to Appa.
I'm sure you're allergic to Appa.
I don't like knowing that. Appa is my favorite.
But Appa probably would be fine sleeping outside, if we're being honest.
You're right.
This is true.
Yeah.
And then you have your space.
Yeah. It's the best of both worlds.
I'm going with Appa. I mean, I don't know where you guys are at. I'm putting my flag down.
Yeah.
But not inside of Appa. That would hurt him. I'm not going to put my flag in Appa.
Devin?
No, I'm Team Appa.
Yep. All right. There, you heard it here first, folks.
Thank you.
Electrode versus War Era Churchill. This is my favorite matchup. I know we named the other episode a couple times ago, Rashida Jones versus War Era Churchill, but I feel like I want to name this
Electrode
one.
Electrode versus
War Era Churchill.
Electrode versus War Era Churchill.
It's such a great matchup, and it is tough. So Electrode is the one with the angry eyebrows?
No, Electrode is the one that's like, huh?
Oh,
are
you sure? Hang on.
Yeah, which one is the one with the red on top or the white on top?
No, Voltorb is red on
Electrode.
Top. Voltorb is red. Voltorb is one of my favorite Pokemon.
Okay.
He's red on top and he's angry eyes. Okay. Electrode's white on top and he's like, huh.
He's like, hey.
He's like, hey. He's got like this cocky little eye that's like.
So here's, yeah, Electrode looks excited.
Thank you.
He looks excited, generally speaking.
Yes. Yeah. And Electrode looks pissed.
He's got white on top.
Sorry, Voltorb looks pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Electrode versus War Era Churchill.
I mean, if you have Electrode, you don't got to pay no electric bills. I'm just saying.
That's true. That's smart.
Saying what everyone's thinking.
Go green.
Where Churchill's busy.
Busy guy.
He's busy.
You want a friend to sit at home with you and like, play some games? Not Churchill.
He's gonna be taking baths all the time.
True.
He's gonna be taking calls in the bath, being like, "Bomb them. Don't bomb them. Bye.
Sell." Probably mustache hair everywhere.
Ooh. And he's the cigar. He's got the cigar.
The cigar. I didn't even think of that. Cigar rules him out. I can't have that.
We love you, Churchy, but we're going
Electrode. Next up, Tracy Ellis Ross or Clone Wars Anakin Skywalker?
What the fuck?
I know this matchup. I feel bad for Tracy because I feel like it has to be.
I mean, when
Anakin Skywalker.
I remember
he has the Force.
Yeah, when Tracy was like up for debate last night, it was like, well, it's no question, it's Tracy. But
she's hilarious. She's so friendly.
It's gotta be Anakin. He's not bad yet. Maybe we could fix him,
Devin.
He's still in that we could fix him era.
We could fix him, and we're fixing him to win this whole thing. Next up, second to last match of the day, we got Jason Bateman versus Natasha Leo.
Let's go, Bateman.
Okay.
Well, I think you guys should pick me.
Natasha Leone, did you just walk in?
Yeah, I've got to. This is my voice.
Oh my goodness,
good.
Natasha Leone, do you think you should be our roommate, or do you think Jason Bateman should be our roommate?
Yeah, pick me. I love playing Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's
okay.
True.
Okay, so you like Zelda. That's pretty good. Devin, do you have any questions for Natasha Leone while she's here? It's a rare occurrence.
Can I ask her a question?
Yeah, you can ask her, Maggie.
I didn't think this through. Natasha, who's your celebrity crush?
Well, it's gotta be Jason Bateman.
Oh wow, Devin, do you have a question?
Are you excited for Poker Face Season 2?
Yep.
Wow, thanks so much, Natasha. We gotta get going. We're gonna pick you though.
Okay, we picked Natasha.
We picked Natasha purely for the fact that she showed up and Jason Bateman, did not.
She was perfect.
Yes.
Wow, she's everything. Perfect. She sounded exactly as I would if I
That's how I remember
it's
her.
It's exactly how I remember her
no
sounding.
Notes. Last matchup of the day. It's a tough one. It is the song All-Star versus Danny DeVito.
Oh no. That's really hard. Oh no.
Sitting in solemn silence while we really think about this.
I mean, I know what I would pick. And it's partly just for the comedic effect. But
I got to pick the song All-Star as my roommate because it's happening all the time.
Yeah.
In my mind, in my life.
Yeah, I mean, we're two donkeys. We love All-Star.
Danny DeVito is so... He would just give you a good big hug.
We think.
He would tell you he's proud of you.
We think. You know?
But somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Devin, do you have any thoughts?
I think you guys picked the correct answer.
Okay, great.
Right, we're going with All-Star, and this has been another March Madness!
Yes!
That's right, folks. Stay tuned. Next time, we're going to have the roommate. It's going to be a tough thing, but I think we might throw it to Instagram, maybe get some feedback, some help, because we definitely need it. Thank you, Devin. That was a difficult thing to get through. I knew it was going to be hard, but we had to do it.
That was more emotional than I thought it would
be. Yeah, that was very emotional. And
I don't think I could have gotten it through it.
I'm screaming on the inside. Devin, thank you so much for being here.
Oh yeah. My God, thank you for having me.
Wow.
It's been a swell old time.
It has been a swell old time, honestly.
Anything you'd like to say or plug or get out there, make known to the world before we retire you to your room.
To my room. I'm so excited.
Before we lock it from the outside.
Yes. Oh, we have the key.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
If you need to get out, just text us, but our phones are going to be off.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
But that's what did you want to plug?
What can I plug?
Or say.
I don't have anything really to plug. I'm a journalist. You can read my work at EW.com.
Yes. Well, a lot of good stuff. I've read it and it's great.
It's really good. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
Yes. I still have somewhere in this room is the copy from Comic-Con that you wrote about Lord of the Rings and Rings of Power. And I was like, Maggie's like, this is Devin. I was like, what?
Yep.
Super cool.
Yep.
That was really fun.
That was really fun. That's a great piece.
We hung out at that bar that was themed
it was like Mario. Mario bar. Yeah. It was a good time.
It was great.
Yeah. That was a great time. And you know what, folks? If you've made it this far, wow, you must be a nerd.
Yeah, you nerd. Get out of here.
You nerd, get out of here. Go on home. Devin, thank you so much for being here. May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
And also with you.
All right, I'm going to go find Feanor. Okay, bye.
Whoa, they're pulling the reins back. It's time for this podcast to slow down.
Yes,
girl.
Easy there, Shadowfax.
Easy there, Shadowfax.
Yes, hold on to your horses.
Lord of horses.
Oh my goodness. Devin's the best.
Devin's the best. I wish Devin was still here.
I wish Devin was still
she's
here.
So cool.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's too much, but it's just she's just cool.
Yeah.
She's just cool.
So thanks to Shadowfax, thanks to Devin Kogan. What a great episode.
And you know who else is cool? You, the room rat, for being here. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Listening.
Thank you. If you're still here, we want to hang out with you.
Yes. If you've made it thus far, you're our kind of rat.
Call
because,
us
hey,
up.
Please leave us anonymous questions from around the internet. Leave us a voicemail. All that can be found in the episode description below.
Yep. Another thing that's happening is our merch is apparently going off sale in six weeks.
6 weeks. Check out our merch.
That is the fastest time I could think of. So you're probably going to want to check it out right now.
Right now. And hey, you can support the show on Patreon. We have bonus episodes there. We have some new stuff we're working on there. It's an exciting time for roommate lovers.
Mm.
All right, let's get out of here. I'm Kyle.
I'm Maggie. Go for a walk.
Everything is going to be all right.
Are you a frog and you're tired of hopping around? Hey, guess what? I'm Ned and I have a serum for you. It's called Flat. Flat is so good, it's going to make you go so smooth like a snake. Oh, what's this? My skin is peeling off. It's revealed that I am in fact a snake and I'm trying to get rid of all frogs because I hate them and I sell them a serum and then they can't hop anymore and then I can catch them and eat them. So slide over to me, frogs, and come into my mouth because I love you.
Snake oil. Snake oil.
Snake oil.
Not too far. You did say come into my mouth.
I heard that.
But it wasn't, you did say into.
I heard that.
So there was like that little save.
That's it. Bye-bye.